This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. We started off the show with we posed you a question. So here's the statement. If you feel like there are too many things, if there are too many things to do but not enough time to do them, you're not alone. In a 2016 Pew survey, 60% of working parents always felt rushed. So we asked you, would you rather have more time or more money, and why? We've had some responses on WhatsApp. We'll do some of those first.
Yeah. So this message comes from Teneas, who says that I would rather have more money. With extra money, I can make more time to spend it with a winky smiley. Then there's also Kellentan, who says that time. People always have the thought that with money, you can get more time. But generally, more money will make a person put even more effort to get more money with the expense of time. Mm. Then there's another one that comes from Raj, who says that time scarcity, making money to accumulate more money, or making money for survival, two different situations. Then there's also one from Andreas, who says that wanting more time could be a first world problem. I'd be interested for him to elaborate on that, of how it could be a first world problem. And then there's one from Eugene, who says that time and money balance. Very zen, Eugene.
Okay. Yeah. Audrey,
all Twitters. Right, some tweets. Clarence Chan says, more time, because money doesn't buy you time, and time can buy you experience. Naz Amin says, just says money. We'd like to know why, Amin. Nick Nelson says, more time, please. The older I get, the more I realize material things don't matter. I ask myself, what was the best gift I've ever had? And it was spending time with my family and friends, making memories. Never remember when I had a healthy bank balance and never cared. Anak Patmat says, more time. More time means you have the means to earn more money. And Halsey U says, more money, please, so that I can have more time doing what I want.
Interesting. Moving over to Instagram, Azmil Sukri has said, more time. Kids growing up with their parents only present for 2 days is stupid. Tash has said, more money, because that can buy you the tools or resources to make time. Muna Liana has said, more money so that I can have more time. Carl Wang, enough money, more time. 82 I'm Big D. More money. With more money comes more time. Then we've got time to create more money. Why not both? Yin Jong has said, more money, because when you have more money, you won't have to spend more time getting more money. And then finally, John Lennon's thumbnail has said, money. I can pay somebody to do my homework, and it'll probably end up with better grades too.
Oh, imagine.
Oh, please. Well done. Well done. Somebody give him a round of applause. Okay, so that's where we are so far. And it seems to be quite divided, I think. You know, and this is the interesting thing. The ones that we have on WhatsApp are different to what we have on InstaStory. Mm. Now, and that might account for that little thing that you spoke about earlier on about there being an age discrepancy.
Yeah.
Most people who will be using WhatsApp, I'd assume, perhaps wrongly
assume,
are a little bit older than the people who are interacting with us via InstaStory. Perhaps.
Maybe.
Yeah. So let's see what happens. Don't forget, you can still get in touch via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. That is for WhatsApp. On Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio.
You know, we're never going to get WhatsApp messages after this.
We'll see.
Everybody's going to switch to Instagram.
Okay, moving on to story number two. Mm. Would you spend $30,000 to upgrade your brain?
So this is a story about a startup called Feel. And Feel focuses on neuro enhancement technology. And what they're doing is they are working to literally rewire your brain waves for the ultimate biohack. So it's founded by psychiatrist Hassan Asif, who's the co-founder of Feel, which is an upscale private membership club devoted to brain optimization. He says that to really evaluate a client, you need to check from top to bottom, from head to toe, neurochemically, neurophysiologically, and biochemically. So what the team does is they promise to help move members towards a bevy of goals, more creativity, less stress, heightened awareness, or enhanced athletic prowess, and they can reportedly even increase one's sex drive.
Interesting.
So it's a complete brain hack. It's not new, because a lot of people have been doing this before, but it seems that Field's results are pretty good. They have a team of people from the medical field, so that they go by safer guidelines. But they've been doing some things, and especially for ex-veterans, soldiers, people who have been in traumatic situations, and people who have depression as well. So they're trying to hack their brains to make them feel better more than they feel down. most of the time. So the philosophy behind the premise is that any given mental state or ego state depends on an underlying autonomic or involuntary nervous system. That is the same system that makes your heart race when you're excited or your palms sweaty when nervous. So they look at your brain and see where you need tweaking or turning up some things or turning down other things. So basically what happens is... you have like individual sessions that go for about $1,100. That's about, what's that, times 3.9 in ringgit. But people usually need about 20 to 30 sessions to see results. So it's very expensive. So its clients are basically top figures from sports, from finance, from tech, law, and entertainment. So people who basically have a lot of money to spare and who want to enhance their brain, which is interesting because they say that these people are already performing at peak performance. Normally people in these industries already performing at peak mental performance, but they want a way to sort of hack into parts of their brain that they haven't used yet.
To up their game even further.
So they're like overachievers. Basically, people in these fields are overachievers. What happens is they take you into one of these clinics. It seems
this is where I wanted to get to. Give me the meat.
Yeah. So they take you into one of their clinics. It looks more like a dentist's office. But some of it is described as something from a Black Mirror episode. So people in lab coats. It's very white, very pristine. Someone comes and very friendly, gently, you know, like nudges you into a room. You go there and then they ask you like a series of questions. So some questions are harder. Some questions are pretty easy just to get you comfortable with the situation. But the most important question is when you have a great experience, what is it that you notice about yourself internally? So when you answer that, they take your readings and then they sort of they look at what happens to you physiologically and how your body is reacting to what you are thinking or the memories that you're processing at the time. So they look for physical and nonverbal cues like eased shoulders, slowed breath, a gentle sigh that are in line with the physiological response of remembering a good time. Your nervous system, they say, offers more insight than words. So the goal is to reach this, this state more often than not, and to only make big decisions from this kind of clarity. So they want to keep you in this sort of state of zen and happiness, and when you have a clear mind, whenever you make big decisions. So this comes to more for people in the financial sector or people who have to make big decisions. If they are in this state more often than not, then their job progresses even further.
So the idea behind it is to kind of physiologically. Right? So when you get that reaction, it's to train your brain to recognize that.
Yes.
So that you can then get into that state of mind whenever you want.
Yeah, but actually they're not training their brains or their minds. These people are. So they are basically hacking into your system and telling your brain how to function. It's not you. So you go to them for these sessions and stuff. It's like going to a psychiatrist or something. Only they are training your brain for you. You're not doing much of the work. You're answering a series of questions. They're getting you to perform at that kind of like peak level. Because one of the rooms that you go into, you're placed into something that looks like a video game. And your brain waves control the speed of a racing pod through tunnels. So when the pod stops, it's because your brain is cluttered. So your brain is basically controlling whatever car or mechanism or something, and it has to keep going. And when it stops or when it can't find its way, these people know that your brain is cluttered or you're thinking about too much or you're stressed out.
Right.
Yeah, so this is how they train you. You don't exactly know the mechanism or you don't have to understand what they're doing. It's basically like going to a doctor's. It gives you the medicine. You don't have to know what the medicine does exactly. You just take the medicine and you feel better afterwards.
That scares me though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I'm given medicine, the first thing I do is go home and Google it and say, what is this stuff?
Yeah, speaking about Google, one of the most Googleable places, the Mayo Clinic that everyone goes to see symptoms of whether or not you're dying next week, they consider this safe and well-tolerated. So they are pretty okay with this technique because they say it basically involves perceptual, motor, and executive processing. So they say when it comes to that, they're not exactly changing your brain in any way. They are just unlocking stuff that you have already.
Okay. So just say if I see a puppy and I get excited and, you know, my heart rate increases and I'm filled with joy and I get goose pimples. So I don't understand. They take these physiological readings and then they try to...
Prolong it.
So what happens then? Because once you prolong something like this, you get used to that feeling and then you want to
more and more and more. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that dangerous?
It is. It's like that movie Limitless. Have you seen the one with Bradley Cooper where he's on the pills and then he keeps needing more and more and more pills to get smarter and smarter? It's something like that. But they say that once you unlock, since it's not an enhancer per se, so it's not any drug or it's not something that they are doing to sort of physically grow your brain, since you're only unlocking stuff that you already have, once it's done, you're pretty much satisfied with that state. Yeah, so it's like, you know, people who are happy, they're happy for a certain amount of time, just say like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, whatever. They're just teaching you how to prolong that to like 8 hours a day. So how to be at work in that perpetual state of happiness. Not to sound like...
I've got a few answers for that, but I don't think you can use it on radio.
I know what you're thinking about, but this is by your own natural brain.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Very interesting stuff, though. I'd like to kind of... hear somebody who's been on one of these courses or something, you know, and just kind of see, you know, what kind of reaction they've had to
it. How much would you spend?
I don't know. I mean, if it's okay, so you're talking about people who are already overachievers, and I'd imagine that something like $30,000 to them is chump change, you know,
it means
nothing to them. So I don't know if I was going to bring it down to a level where I could afford to do it, $5,000-$10,000 ringgit or something like that, you know, I'd be happy to do a couple of courses.
To see where it goes?
To see where it goes, yeah.
I don't know. I'd be nervous with any sort of tinkering. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the... Because you don't know what the side effects of this could be. You know, you could be fine for 10 years to come. And then, you know, all of a sudden, bam, when you're 70, you're just in that state where you're just seeing puppies all the time. I mean, it just sounds dangerous.
I want to be sad.
That doesn't sound so bad. No, but they say they are following the Tesla model of being... expensive at this state because it's not mainstream yet, but as they experiment more and do more research, they are preparing themselves to go mainstream and make it cheaper for the masses. So there is that. It could be accessible to more people in the future.
All right, I like the idea of this. So, okay, I want to take a short break. When we get back, we'll check out some more messages if we've got them, and then we're going to move on to story number three, this idea of a device that aims to repel mosquitoes by bringing a thunderstorm to your wrist. That's a great sales pitch. Whether or not it works is another story. We'll talk about that, though, in a few minutes. Music coming up from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with The Waiting here on Enterprise BizBytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.